One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, if you remain standing, Pastor Shane from the Methodist Church will say our invocation.
Oh God, we come with a profound gratitude for our safety in these recent days, and with an awareness that all across the heartland of this country, there are people who are grieving and people who are searching for survivors and trying to figure out how to put one foot in front of another and go forward. And we pray for them and their well-being, and we pray, Lord, that our community will continue to grow, to become a more and more a place of welcome, a place of goodwill, a place of safety and of blessing for all of our residents. We thank you for these officers and representatives of our citizens. Pray that they will do good work so that we might continue to be a blessed community. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Shane.
All right, clerk, you call the roll, please.
Oliver Sasai Clark.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layferry.
Here. All right, having the quorum, if everyone's looked at the minutes from the last meeting, have any additions, corrections, comments? If not, if I get a motion to approve the minutes, please.
Second.
Motion by John, second by Sally. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, we have a clerk's report. Cindy, you have anything for us?
Yeah, there's a report in the packet.
Okay.
It's October. I must have forgot to give you one for November, so I'll have November next month.
Okay. All right.
Oh, not the report. Treasurer's report is what I was talking
okay.
about. I did that last time.
So you don't have
No, I have no clerk's report.
You have nothing for us. Okay, yeah. I knew we'd get there.
Yeah, you will get there at some point.
All right, thank you. The treasurer's report we have. Anybody have any questions for the treasurer on her report? All right. Mr. Collins, do you have anything for us this evening?
I do not. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have no engineer present this evening. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Anyone from the public wish to address this board? All right. Thank you very much. Tammy, I was really hoping you had something. All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, since you've taken
over. All right, committee reports. Alderperson Clark, do you have anything for finance, insurance, and zoning?
Sure don't.
All right, thank you. Sewer, Alderman Spotlow.
None.
Thank you. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller.
I have nothing at this time.
Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
Nothing.
Thank you. Water, Mr. Miller.
No. Nothing at this time.
All right, thank you. Moving past tourism. Alderperson Paschal, do you have anything?
Nothing.
All right.
To report except our beautiful town.
All right, thank you.
Looking good.
TIF, Mr. Spotlow.
Nothing.
Thank you. Christmas committee, Mr. Hickey, anything going on?
Hey.
I would like to commend Mr. Hickey for his work on the Christmas trees. They look beautiful.
Yeah, right.
And I would just like to publicly thank Mr. and Mrs. Hickey for everything they've done.
Jeannie thank did a you. Really good job.
Everybody in this room did a really good job.
Yeah, right.
Keep hearing compliments all over the place. So,
and
I don't know if everybody's seen it yet. We had a drone fly over the other night and took a video of it. It looks really, really neat. It's on my site on Facebook. I think I put it on List of Happenings too. I thought I did, maybe I didn't, but if I didn't, I'll see if I can put it on there. But everybody done a great job. So we're already planning for next year. We're going to have a meeting after the first of the year, so we talk about this year and then start planning for next year.
I want to commend everybody for picking up stuff after the storm. Everything that was a block away.
Twice.
Yes, exactly.
And also the churches are kind of organizing, and we're going to sing Christmas carols in the park Sunday night at 6:30. So in amongst your Christmas trees. So I'd like to see everyone come to that. It'll be a lot of fun. I guess my glasses aren't good. I said Christmas instead of citizens. We'll go back and get the citizens committee. Amanda.
We're still working on the rebuilt downtown and Main Streets grant. That's coming along very nicely. There's a couple of things that I'm going to need for that. I was hoping Evan was here tonight, but I didn't see him. We are in need of an estimate for a roof and gutters for the visitor center. We talked about that. I think he was going to get one anyway, so I just need to connect with him. Also need a estimate for this parking lot as well as the back parking lot of the behind the pub. I don't know if that has an official name, so to put those in there. So that is coming along. I'm hoping that in April that maybe we'll hear something in regards to the funding that was funding request submitted for the park. We had also, a while back, we had got $5,000 for the blacksmith shop in Arrow Gage Depot. That was just kind of to backfill some of the funding that wasn't able to be generated due to COVID. I did run across a very easy application, so I've got that in the works as well for a new roof for that building, new doors, and a couple of, and brickwork, removing the stucco and redoing the brickwork, which will really help since that's right downtown as well. So I'll need to, not saying that we'll get it, but worth a shot. Yeah. And so I'll just need to connect with Evan to get those couple of estimates, and then we should be good moving forward.
I'll remind him tomorrow because I don't think he has them yet.
Oh, he doesn't have them yet. I'll, Cindy and I may try to give him a call tomorrow too.
Okay.
And just to make sure we get exactly
what we need. He had a school program tonight.
Oh, yes, very important. So the only other thing that has came recently is I still had a lot of really positive feedback about the cleanup days and how well that went. Someone had asked about the possibility of doing a tire pickup as well. I think we've done that in the past. Maybe that was organized. Is that correct?
I think what they did, it was through the EPA. They had a program.
Okay. So maybe, I don't have a contact for that, but I would be happy to reach out to whoever that is and see if we can get the EPA in here on this.
You might try the health department.
Okay.
They probably have a line on it anyway.
Okay.
Because I think that's who set it up the last time, wasn't it? The health department.
Okay. I can reach out to them and see if we get something set up for this spring where people can drop off their tires before we've got a bunch of rainwater sitting
and mosquitoes coming. And most tire places, I mean, they charge you to take the old tires. I mean,
yeah, I don't know I believe up here in town, Main Street Tire, you can take your tires up there. I thought at one time we had a list of places that you could take your tires to. Maybe it's just as simple as sharing.
I mean, then that's probably what he probably will charge you a little, you know, a couple bucks a tire or whatever.
Because I think if there's a state fee, there's $3. I think all the
right.
State fee.
Right. Okay.
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate everything you do. Evan has a public work report. He is not here tonight. His kids had a program at school. All right, moving on, unfinished business. I guess this is a time that I'm going to fill Trevor Kelly's spot. I'd like to spoke with you all about Jim Long. I'd like to nominate him for the open alderman seat.
I move to approve the appointment of Jim Long.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. Do a roll call vote, or do we just do voice vote?
I'll do a roll call.
Okay.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Moving on, Mr. Long, if you'd come up here and you'd be sworn in as an alderman of Ward Number 1. Your photographers can move into whatever position they want to move into.
Where you want me, up here?
Right over here with Cindy.
You need to repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of Alderman in Ward 1.
As Alderman in Ward 1.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And I'll have you sign. Paper. And then you can take your seat by Sally.
Okay.
Okay. I don't bite.
You have our sympathies. I mean, you have our congratulations. All right. Moving on to the motor fuel tax resolution.
Let me explain what that is.
Yes, go ahead and explain that.
This is just a resolution to hold us over till, like, the budget and the main MFT motor fuel tax stuff's done, so we can order like salt and stuff in January. So, is George Merkel had said we needed to pass this because they kind of changed a few things. This way we're covered. It's okay. We use motor fuel tax in January.
So, we did approve.
That's all it is.
Who seconded it?
All right, motion. Who seconded it? Sally? Was that Sally?
Yeah.
Okay, Sally seconded it. I'm sorry.
And the motion by Spotlow?
Yes, motion by Spotlow.
I'm located.
Your roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, that resolution passed, and now we'll move on to the city council schedule for next year. Do you have any questions on that? If not, we'll set the schedule of this council meetings with a motion, please.
Motion to approve them.
A second.
All right, motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye. All right, that's good. Next thing we have is police and full-time employees holiday schedules for the next fiscal year. Anyone have any questions on those? It's pretty standard, the same as it always is.
Yeah, well, there's one thing.
What's that?
And I talked to Nathan about it. It's a new holiday that the state passed, that Juneteenth. It has to be okayed by the alderman whether we get it off paid, the full-time employees of the police.
So right
I
now,
guess,
I don't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay, go ahead.
Right now it's approved as a federal and state holiday. However, they haven't mandated that for municipalities to use as a paid holiday. So you guys can, by ordinance, authorize it as a paid holiday, or you can choose not to. There are certain holidays we've chosen as paid time off. There are certain holidays we haven't. So
the courthouse hasn't decided yet, as far as I know.
I'm sure the county board is probably working on that tonight. So,
how many paid holidays are there?
That makes 15. I looked at
them.
They're both the same.
So, I don't know. I just put it on there because
historically, it's always been, I guess, observed on the third Sunday of June, but now they want it on the 19th because of the 1865 Galveston, Texas end of slavery. So, if you guys want, I'll prepare the ordinance. You can vote on it next time or not, or I can sit on it and not do anything. Sit that guy for lack of a motion.
Yeah, that's what I'd say too.
I moved it through the holidays that we have.
We always have, just the normal ones.
I'll second that.
So I'll just go ahead and redo that and take that one out, and then we can pass it.
All right, very good. All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. All right, we don't have any other business to discuss. Everyone looked at the bills. Any questions on the bills? The new alderman gets to pay them.
He's still working on it. Got a whole lot of bills.
We didn't have any until you showed up.
Yeah, that's
amazing. We're going to blame you for it.
I went ahead and added all the this month's Ameren bills because of the holidays. So I made it extra this time.
Move to approve the front wing doors.
We need to sign it.
We have any other.
Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Seemed like you did that.
Yeah, I did. Maybe go back a little bit. Probably need to put Jim Long on Utilities and Publications Committee.
Oh, okay.
And Public and Grounds Committee. If he's taking.
What does that mean, publications?
Newspapers, all that stuff. Anything that's printed.
Anything that's printed, yeah.
All publications, so anything pertains to the city publications and that.
Just if you have any questions or want to bring up something to them regarding.
If something comes up, you can call a committee meeting and talk about it before it comes to the council meeting is the idea. So, okay.
Who seconded the bills? I'm sorry.
No, I
have. Oh, okay.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote to pay the bills, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Pascal?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We have no other business. Anyone wants to adjourn? Motion to adjourn.
Make that motion.
All right. Motion. Second. Oh, wait. Kenny?
I mentioned the drone a while ago. I also want to mention IPAC. It was the one that got that arranged to get that in there.
Was that guy from Farmington that did that?
Canton.
Okay. Because I looked at, he's got several videos on his YouTube.
He used three
thing.
Different drones that night. It was real interesting.
It was very nice.
But anyway, I
got
that arranged.
How many views does it have on YouTube now?
Jump up and down.
Yeah.
Sticker.
This afternoon it was like 400. All right.
See how the city
trend. Very good. $6. Very good. Did you see it?
440.